This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And joining me today in place of Mike is Ken Kale. And we are on 107.7 WTPL. And we are also streaming live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. And welcome, Ken. Thank you for filling in.
Carol, it's my pleasure. Always great to be with you. Sorry that Mike is under the weather, but hopefully he'll be back very soon.
Yeah, well, he says Monday.
So Monday.
He's not here again tomorrow, but... That's okay. I'm going to hold the fort down. And
as you always do.
Oh, boy.
And very well.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And we have a packed show today, Ken. It should be very fun. We are going to soon be having lunch with the mayor, Mayor Gatsis. And then we'll be getting a phone call from Linda Ditch from Kansas. She's a food blogger. Have you talked to Linda yet?
I have not. No, no.
She's a food blogger, and she used to be here in Manchester. She worked for the Hippo.
Oh, okay.
And then she moved back to Kansas.
Ah.
So she calls in each week, and she's. We're going to talk today about. It's snowing out there, yeah. But we're going to be talking about grilling. So we're going to be optimistic.
You can grill any time
That's
of
true.
Year.
That yeah. is true. That is
grilling
true.
Is always good.
And then in this, well, that's going to be the second hour. And then also in the second hour, I'm very excited about this. Mike had booked her. It's her name is Lisa Akis, and she is a full service. She owns a full service culinary agency.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So she coaches chefs for TV, cookbook writers, and everything that has to do with food. So that should be pretty interesting.
That is terrific. So and I did want to mention, by the way, for those wondering, the Fisher Cats home opener is still on for tonight. Last I heard from Bob Lippman, the voice of the Fisher Cats, and the producer. What's that?
Oh, I did.
Oh, that was an off-air comment by Bob. But the game is still on for tonight.
Yes, so that's good. 6:30. I mean, yeah. You know, I was watching the news this morning, and they have one of the news anchors out there, like, you know, in the field with...
Yeah, I saw Aaron Falo
yeah.
in the stands this morning.
I know. It's like, oh, my gosh, they must be out there shoveling or something.
They've got to be. I mean, because a lot of frozen precipitation fell. Not that much snow. Maybe an inch or maybe a shade more in Manchester, but the frozen precipitation... was all over the seats I saw and on the field. But, you know, they are working hard, I'm sure, and hoping to get the game in tonight, opening night. Temperatures will be in the 30s, so just bundle up if you're going
Yikes.
To the game.
Yikes. Oh, my gosh. Yep. I feel bad for the
Unless
players.
Unless you're in a sweep, then you don't have to worry about it. But
All right, and I just want to remind people, too, that Taste of the Nation is next week. It's next Wednesday. Have you ever been to Taste of the Nation?
No.
Taste of the Nation.
No.
And, yes, that's next Wednesday, April 15th. It's being held at the Radisson Hotel, and you can still get tickets. I got my tickets just yesterday, so you can still get tickets, and you can go to nokidhungry.org and get your tickets. So.
Terrific. Yeah. And that Wednesday, huh?
That's next Wednesday. All right. So that should be... That should be fun. That's a big foodie event. We had
food from all over the world, is
yes.
that or of the nation?
Well, they do these events all through the nation,
oh, yeah.
and it benefits No Kid Hungry.
Yeah.
And we had Martha May Fink in last week. Do you know Martha?
No, I don't. I don't.
She's a very big supporter of No Kid Hungry, and she kind of does a little twist on it. She makes whoopie pies. Now,
oh.
Ken, you know, the Red Arrow Diner makes yeah. very good whoopie pies.
Yes,
we
do.
Sell tons
yeah.
of them.
Yes,
but I have to say, Martha Mays, I don't know what she puts in them, but they are amazing. Like
amazing.
She brought
no,
in this
no pun intended,
well,
huh?
You know what she does? No pun. You know what she does? They have silent auctions at the Taste of the Nation.
Okay.
And she actually one of her boxes of whoopie pies is always up for bids.
Yeah.
And she gets over $200 for a box of whoopie pies.
Wow. Now, how many in a box?
I think there's like 15 or 20.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Mayor wow. Gatsis knows something about this. I will have to
Mayor
ask
Gatsis
him.
Mayor Gatsis knows about whoopie pies?
I think he does.
Really?
I think he does, yes. So he'll be able to attest to Martha May's
Martha May's amazing.
Amazing whoopie
pies.
They really are. I honestly don't know what she puts in them because they're crazy.
Well, maybe it's better we don't know.
It probably is better that we don't know. Today's food holiday is National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. I never even knew there was such a thing.
No,
Chinese
nor did
almond
I.
cookie.
Nor did I. I have never heard of that, but that's good. They sound good. You can probably dip them in some tea and.
I guess.
Very good.
I guess.
If anybody has any, drop by the Beacon Building. I'll be here till 5.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you don't have to go back to Bo.
No,
I don't. So that's good.
I don't.
That's good. And then it's also Gin and Tonic Day.
Gin and Tonic Day.
Gin and Tonic
Day.
I
know somebody that will be very happy to hear about that.
I'm not a gin person. Do you like gin?
I like it. I mean, it's fine. The other day was, National Beer Day, right? The other day?
I didn't see that.
Oh, really? I heard that. There must have been somewhere else I heard that. I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look back on my notes because I don't remember that. But you know what? It could have been, Ken, and I already forgot.
But today is National Gin Day, huh? Gin and Tonic Day.
Gin and Tonic Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I cannot do gin. I don't know why.
No.
And I do like martinis, but gin, nope. I think I might have gotten sick when I was younger.
Not even a slow gin fizz?
I
don't think I've ever had, but I've heard it bandied about.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had one. I've had some gin and tonics in my time, but not a slow gin fizz.
I know. What is a slow gin fizz anyway?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Bob Lippman may know. He's really into that sort of thing.
We'll probably get a little message here any minute. He's going to tell us what a slow gin fizz
is. He's a wine connoisseur for sure.
I like wine too. I don't call myself a connoisseur by no means, but.
But Bob is. Bob is a connoisseur. Great wines. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And expensive wines.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny because you go, and I love talking to sommeliers, like when John Carnevale comes on. And then there was one from a restaurant down in Nashville. He was a sommelier, and they're so interesting to talk to. I mean, the knowledge that they have is just so vast.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, for them to be blindfolded and have to recognize what region it comes from and what, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just drink it. It's good. It's not, or whatever.
Me too.
I don't know.
And sometimes I find, not that I've ever had real expensive wine, but there is, in some cases, some of the lesser expensive wine has been just as good, if not better, than the more expensive stuff.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
When you're looking at I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsors, Express Jewelry Center, 44 South Main Street in Concord. And then we also have Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, locations in Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com. Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street, right in Manchester. You can check them out at belmonthall.net. Fallon's Furniture is the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. And New England Coffee is the official coffee for Food for Thought. You can check them out on the web at newenglandcoffee.com. And if you come and you visit the Green Room, you're welcome to have some New England coffee.
It's
and
wonderful.
We do have people. Do you have people come and visit the Green Room when you're here? You must.
Visit once in a while. Yeah, people will come in and stop by. Sure.
They do. Yeah. I've had people because I'm always saying, come on down and, you can. I'll give you a dish towel if you come on down.
Yeah.
We've had people come in. So it's kind of cool. One guy sat through the whole show and
really?
Had some
coffee. Yeah. I think, it takes a while for, the word to build up. And I know you have a beautiful sign, on sidewalk on Elm Street right out in front of the Midtown Cafe and the Beacon Building. But it takes a while for people to know what's going on.
Yeah,
so.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So, all right. We are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 FM. And Ken Kale is in for Mike today. And we're going to go on a short break. And we'll be back with Lunch with the Mayor. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Ken Kale. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. And I'd like to welcome on our next segment. It is Lunch with the Mayor, Lunch with Mayor Gatsis. So welcome back to Food for Thought.
Carol, thanks for having me. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
And yourself?
It's great to be here with both of you.
Good. I'm glad. So are you hungry today?
You know, there's no question, but I got to be careful because I don't know who's listening. So, yes, I'm hungry, but I'm healthy eating today.
You're healthy eating today. Well, let's hope that our guest has brought you some healthy food.
I'm sure. I can see who just walked in. It's George from Margie's Dream.
It is George. How are you, George?
I'm very good, Carol.
Good, good. Just get a little bit closer, George. Can you tell us what you brought the mayor?
Something very healthy.
Something very healthy.
Very healthy. Today's special at Margie's Dream is a roast leg of lamb.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
That sounds too healthy.
Too healthy. With some orzo.
All right. And
green beans.
All right.
So that's pretty healthy.
That's pretty good. And I think that's pretty good, Mayor.
And we also brought some spanakopita for you.
Well, there you go. That sounds like really good things to eat.
My goodness. I think, and maybe they,
George,
did
don't
you...
take so much longer. Make sure you go out and bring it in, because you just made me very hungry.
You need to go get it to
bring. You made me very hungry.
So can we talk a little bit about Margie's and Charlie's? And, you know, Mayor didn't know about the new Charlie's.
Charlie's is the latest addition to the restaurants. Charlie's is located in Merrimack. It's located on 600 DW Highway. The name originated from my business partner's son and from my father, both Charlie's. So we wanted the restaurant to have some significance to it. We serve breakfast and lunch down there. We're open 7 days a week. We have daily specials, comfort foods every day. And back to Margie's here in Manchester. My wife and I, Becky, have owned Margie's for, this is actually our sixth year. The business was originally owned by Paul and Marge Vigneault, who were there 35 years. So Margie's has actually been a diner for about 50 years here in the city of Manchester. We feature...
You know who owned it before then?
You know, it was the Malonis family.
Louis Malonis, yes.
Louis
absolutely.
Malonis. Louis Malonis. So it's been around a long time. I guess Manchester's best kept secret. We're tucked in, as I said, on 172 Hayward Street. We're actually right behind Members First Credit Union, between Union and Pine. We do breakfast and lunch specials every day. We're well known for our Benedicts, and we do a lot of skillets.
Yes, your skillets are delicious. I love your skillets. Give the listeners an example of maybe one of your most popular skillets?
We sell a lot of what we call a hash bash skillet, which has got corned beef hash in it, kielbasa, sautéed onions, peppers, hash brown potatoes, all blended together. Generally topped with a couple of eggs, any style, and that's served with toast.
Ooh, it sounds really good.
Sounds delicious. Now, how long have you been in Merrimack?
Merrimack, we opened September 10th.
September 10th. All right, so not too long. And what was formerly there where you are now?
It was a restaurant prior to that. It was actually Ruthie's, who had been there for many, many years. So we had there was a good track record there.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of the people from the town of Merrimack have come back. They seem to be very pleased.
The mayor's busy.
Looks like the mayor's enjoying
mayor
his
is
lunch.
Busy and he's...
Everybody's kind of laughing at me because you guys are all talking and I'm eating, but that's all right.
It's okay. It's lunch with the mayor,
that's
right?
So lunch there, with there the go. Mayor. And Ken, you have your lunch there too, so.
I do.
Very, very, very good.
Yeah, and I just want to say when you get to the spanakopita, most people call it pita.
Yeah, okay, so is there a difference between spanakopita and pita?
It's not. It's the same thing.
It
spanakopita is actually the Greek name for spinach pita.
Never knew that. I did not know that. I always thought maybe they were two different things. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and my mother actually still does some baking for us, and that she does come in and make the spanakopita, old family recipe. I swear she can make it in her sleep.
She probably can. That's so cool.
You know, very good.
It looks delicious. It really does. Now, the one thing that I love at Charlie's and Margie's, because Daryl and I, we go out for breakfast most every weekend, and we come and see you quite often. I love your potato pancakes. They are, you know, Ken, you can get a choice of your side, like pan fries.
Right.
What are your choices? besides the pan fries? Pan fries, beans.
Pan fries, beans. We do hash browns, and we also do the homemade potato pancakes.
They're home. You can get homemade potato pancakes. Ken, they're to die for.
I'll bet they are. I love the homemade potato pancakes.
Now, is that something that Margie's always had, or is that something new that you did?
Margie's really never had potato pancakes. It's something we introduced, and it's basically made from mashed potatoes, very, very finely chopped bacon, a blend of four cheeses, and some seasonings.
Oh, that's why I stay away
from it. Big seller. Big seller.
It is so delicious. I that's like my treat on Saturdays. I'll get potato pancakes at Margie's. So, Mayor.
I can only tell you that,
he's taking a break.
I go on a lot of radio stations and a lot of TV stations, but boy, I'm going to start looking really forward to Thursday and having lunch because this is excellent.
Oh, good.
The lamb soup, the pitta is outstanding. So it's a great lunch. I can tell you that I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
That is wonderful.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And we appreciate your business. The mayor visits Margie's often. And I just want to take a minute to congratulate Carol on your third location, Red Arrow.
Thank you.
I went down there a couple of weeks ago. I had some business in the area, so I stopped. Had a great breakfast. The building is beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice, nice job. I wish you the best.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, I just got a text right before we went on the air, and it was from a mutual friend of ours that is in Londonderry right now, Dawn.
Oh.
Kind of funny. We're not going to say anything more about that. So anything else you want to add about Margie's and Charlie's? Now, are the menus at both places the same, or
The menus are not identical. They are similar. Each location puts its own little different twist on things, and we're always coming up with different weekend specials or daily specials. We've always got our thinking caps on, trying to be a little bit different from the rest.
You have to be, you really have to be, because that's what makes people, want to keep coming back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
And I want to do a plug also for your sausage gravy. Your sausage gravy is really good. And that's something I have to stay away from.
I'm eating healthy right now. So
you are eating
healthy. Let's not talk about yes. Sausage gravy.
No, we're not. The mayor is he's eating. That was good. That was very good, George. You thought about that. That was good.
Well, it's Easter. It's Orthodox Easter Sunday.
It is.
So we're gearing him up for that day.
Yes. Well, we talked with yesterday Mike Nikitas. He's an anchor with the New England Cable Network. And we were talking all about Greek Easter. And I learned all kinds of stuff about that. It was pretty interesting. Very, very interesting. About the red egg and the bread.
Yes. My mother is dying red eggs today.
I just
delivered 5 dozen eggs to her. So she never stops.
Well, that's good. That keeps her going.
She loves it.
Good for her.
She loves it.
Good for her. That's just like my grandparents at Belmont Hall. You could always see them sitting at counter one and two.
Yep.
And
it's a
yelling,
nice thing to see.
Yelling at us for not picking off enough chicken off the bones. It's true. And then peeling the potatoes. All right. Can you let people know where you're located in the hours of Charlie's and Margie's?
Yes. Margie's, again, is 172 Hayward Street. We're between Union and Pine, right behind Members First Credit Union. And Charlie's is at 600 DW Highway in Merrimack. We're right across the street from the Reed's Ferry Market.
And they also have great websites. You can pull off their menus if you'd like, margiesdreamdiner.com and charliesHomestyleDiner.com. And George, thank you so much for bringing lunch for the mayor. And he's well enjoying
me.
It. Yes.
Thank you for having
me. Good.
It was delicious.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, and we are having lunch with the mayor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great.
Thank you. Carol, thank you. I'll
He didn't go to break. Bob? Well, I'm not sure if I think we better keep talking.
Not sure if we went to break or not.
I don't think we did, so we need to keep talking. Bye, George. Thank you.
Thank you, George. It's delicious.
Yes,
really
it's very,
is.
Very
really
good.
Is. Now, the mayor has been eating healthier in recent months, and you're looking terrific.
Well, it's been just about exactly 1 year.
1 year, okay.
A year. Wow. Yeah.
Just about exactly a year today, as a matter of
fact. Is that right? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And we know you had a health issue, and you've lost
bypass surgery. Lost 55 pounds. Mm-hmm. Feels super. walking every day, just feel really good. I haven't had any Martha's whoopie pies.
You know, let's talk about Martha's whoopie pies, because didn't you 1 year bid on them also? It was between you and somebody else or something, because Martha was telling us that story.
I did. It was a fundraiser, and they were there, and I think I bid $200 for
$200.
I think there was a dozen whoopie pies in the box, so it was for a great charity, and certainly the whoopie pies didn't go to waste.
Well worth it, right?
Well worth $200. This was before a year ago.
Yeah,
so.
right.
But isn't it true there? Aren't they like crazy good?
Yeah, it's kind of like Mike's cookies that he makes.
Mike Morin's cookies, you're right. Chocolate cookies.
There's something secret in there that neither one of them will give up.
It's true. She said something about using some kind of vanilla paste, I meant to ask her again about what exactly it was, but that's like one of her ingredients, and it's just really
well. I can tell you, the Red Arrow's got pretty good whoopie pies too.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, but I even admit Martha May's are better. They really are.
She does a great job, and I know that you'll have some over at the Taste of the Nation.
Taste of the Nation next
Wednesday.
Yes.
I look forward to that one.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we're going to try to go on break again. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we're going to go on a short break, and we're having lunch with the mayor.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Ken Kale. Thank you, Ken.
Well, yeah, I tell you, this is a great day to be here.
It is, you know, right?
Outstanding, yeah.
Yeah. Margie's Dream, George Kokinas, brought us some lunch today and some baked lamb with some spanakopita and some green beans and rice. So, Mayor is eating healthy.
It is. It's very, very good.
As he has been for the past year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's lost 55 pounds.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
So how have you changed your eating habits in the past year?
I've tried to be a little bit more conscious about what times I'm eating and, you know, not eating late at night.
Yeah.
Not picking in between meals. So things that most people do on a regular basis, I just now have to force myself to do it.
No, I wouldn't say that people do that on a regular basis, right, Ken?
It's always
I mean,
the same
well, I don't mean like right,
people
Ken.
Do
I mean,
it
but
on a regular basis.
Well, you know, I know that's one of my downfalls is the fact that, and I'm not making any excuses because I could probably get around it, but you know, working hockey games at night, many times we're on the road and we'll have something on the bus. After the game, heading to our next destination or back home and eating late at night. So that's always a temptation. And so it's tough. I mean, I think if you stopped eating maybe 6 o'clock at night or whatever for the rest of the night until the next morning, it'd be much better off.
Well, I think it's that and getting a little bit of exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Walk a little
no question.
Bit to,
no question.
To make a difference.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, I've been on my journey right now for 7 weeks, and the whole public is watching me because we do Healthy Monday, and Rocco Boulay comes in that owns Integrity Health, and that's where I go to work out. And I've really been, like, even liking it, which is the first time ever. But, you know, I'm understanding the whole...
You really have a choice other than saying you're liking it.
I know.
You didn't say you were liking it.
I know. No, but I really do. You know, understanding, having him come on each week and we talk about the different components that you need to, you know, do all together in order to be successful. And, you know, it all makes sense. You know, at night what I do... I mean, I'll have my snack around 8 o'clock. I have to. But I'll do a Weight Watcher ice cream, like one of those 3-point ones. And I actually just got the Skinny Cow, the sugar cone with the caramel ice cream in it. It's so good.
Really? And how many calories is that?
100 calories.
Wow.
It's not bad. And it's delicious. I mean, you feel like you're cheating, but it satisfies me.
You know, some of the things I've been cutting back on is bread and pasta. I mean, I just love bread.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, if I go into a restaurant and I reach over and the rolls are warm or, you know, the bread's warm. That's a problem because the cold butter's right there. And staying away from the pasta, and that's a tough one because I really like pasta. So it's not easy. You've got to work at it. You know, you kind of think about having a couple of cold glasses of water before you start eating, and that fills you up a little bit. So
And that definitely helps. And, you know, and eating slower, too, I find. I'm a pretty slow eater anyway, but, like, my sister, she eats so fast. Like, I mean, I've had two bites and her whole meal's gone. And it's like, you know, you can't, your full button doesn't work. You know, wow. You eat too fast.
Yeah. I don't think I eat very fast, but nonetheless, it's great. You're looking great, and keep it up. I'm sure you will.
Well, you know, we got to make sure we get in good shape. We'll be out walking the streets of Manchester in a few months and walking in the neighborhood. So we want to make sure that we're in good shape.
So tonight is the Fisher Cats game. And
Fisher Cats first game tonight. We'll be throwing snowballs instead of baseballs, but that's all right.
You know, let's talk about that. I mean, downtown Manchester, I mean, it is just really a destination now for a lot of people because of so many great restaurants in the downtown area, and not to mention the Verizon Wireless Arena and Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. I mean, this has really become a real destination location.
Well, I can tell you that this weekend, you know, both venues will be open and going, so it'll be a lot of people downtown, which is an exciting thing. Hopefully by Friday the weather warms up, and by Saturday it's a lot nicer. So the warm weather certainly brings them, because that's when you start seeing the restaurants roll out their table and chairs out to the sidewalk, and that makes it for a lot more excitement downtown. So, but there are a lot of good things happening at the Verizon and also at Fisher Cat Stadium, Northeast Delta Dental. They're doing a great job and certainly great supporters of the community.
No question about it. Now, you were on with Peter St. James and myself. This is a few years ago now. And you said one of the things you would like to bring to Manchester, downtown Manchester, is a movie theater.
Well, you know, Ken, the funny thing is what I said to you before that, if we could get another 2,000 living units downtown, that would probably make an attraction for a movie theater to come. And we're getting close. There's, the mill, the lofts in the mill yard are growing. There's supposedly right next to Fisher Delta Dental Stadium, there's 150 apartments going in. So we're getting closer to those 2,000 living units downtown. And if people in the movie industry see that, they are certainly going to start looking for a place. I know that there were discussions to see if we couldn't put one probably 7-8 years ago on top of that deck at Brady Sullivan Tower.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, you know, there's been discussions. They've got the parking there. Movie theaters need parking at night. So maybe, who knows, not in the so-distant future, we could see a movie theater downtown. And you know, the exciting thing is that Citizens Bank is now officially on the market. I think you're going to find somebody developing that, and certainly for a boutique-type hotel downtown, a Parker House, or maybe, who knows, I don't know if the layout is conducive for a movie theater, but there's certainly a parking garage right behind it.
Yeah.
And maybe there's living units that go in there. So there's a lot of possibilities, and the downtown is certainly increasing the amount of activity that we see.
It's very vibrant. I know, you know, the local music scene really has never been better than it is right now. And some of the places that feature music downtown, especially, you know, from, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights in particular, do amazingly well. And
they definitely do, especially like when the Fisher Cats is going and, you know, stuff at the Palace Theater tonight. Miranda Lambert's going to be here. So it's going to be like a booming night tonight in downtown. It really, really is.
It'll be booming with a heavy winter coat on.
Yeah. I know.
But that's all right. We'll get by it.
Has it warmed up out there at all since I was here earlier?
34 when I came.
Oh, that's not too.
But that's all right. We will, you know, it's certainly the warmth from all the bodies that'll be out tonight will make it a lot easier to move around.
That is for sure. Yeah, I'm still 34, according to my phone anyway.
Yeah, so that's still a bit chilly. It really is. But like you said, everybody's going to have to bundle up and warm up. Mayor, did you always want to be in politics? Like, did you, was it always something that interested you? And how did you, I mean, did you think that where you are today is where you would be?
Well, you know, Carol, that's a good question. I worked on an awful lot of campaigns before I actually became a candidate. Have I been involved? Yes, I've been involved. But since my brother and I sold our business, gave me a little bit more time to really participate in it. And I had some good friends that talked me into running for alderman the first time in 99. And then they proceeded to talk me into running for the state senate. And from 99 and 2000, I was in an election every single year. My name was on a ballot for the next 10 or 11 years. And then, as I tell the story, my wife and my mother talked me into running for mayor. So I've been here and I've enjoyed it and I love this city. And, you know, we're running for re-election again this year, and we're going to make sure we work very, very hard, because there are still things, as we talked about last week, the first junior STEAM Ahead program and the STEAM Ahead, you know, we've got some other things that we would like to bring into the schools and initiate and see some more growth downtown and what we can do for this great city, because it's a wonderful city and people that are here really love it once they get here.
It definitely is, and it's come like so far. I mean, dining Mecca, and just, you know, like we were just saying, all the activities and such that, that, you know, everybody's able to do. What advice would you give young people that that maybe want to be in the public sector?
Well, I would tell them, you know, take an opportunity. Get in, work hard, put your name on the ballot, knock on people's doors, you know, make sure you look them square in the eye and tell them what you think you're going to do. And sometimes people may agree with you and sometimes they may disagree with you, but at least they know that you're telling them what you feel and not just giving them a political swagger. And I think that that's what people really, really like to hear from people. They, as I said, they may not agree with you, but at least they know that you're telling them what your beliefs are.
Maybe in that new hotel that we're going to have, the boutique hotel in the Citizens Bank building, we could have a little casino there as well. You know, you never know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Up on the third floor.
Just want to throw that out there. Yeah, just want to throw that out there. But it is a very exciting place to be, without question. Of course, your name has been bandied about for years for higher office for governor. Is that something that I know you're running for mayor again, which is a great thing for the city of Manchester. But is there still that possibility that
I would, you know, Ken? It's certainly something that I never rule out the future, because I don't know what the future has to bring. But right now, I'm going to run very, very hard to be elected as mayor of this great city again.
I think you really love your job. I really do.
I enjoy it.
It shows.
I can tell you Thursday at noontime is a wonderful time. I love it a lot then, I'll tell you that. Carol's introduced me to something. I don't know if I'll ever let her come back into the building if she tells me we're not having lunch with the mayor again.
But then, you know, you'll walk it off going, you know, back to your office, you know. So far away from here.
Yes, well, yeah. it's certainly an opportunity, and you can't say no, because the restaurants and the businesses, you know, we're doing something new. Every week we visit a new business, put them in our Facebook page so people can see it, which we try and promote local businesses. So we've been out a couple of different places over the last 2 weeks. Last week I was getting my hair cut at the Mad Hatter, so they were there, and certainly I can tell you that on Monday, the School of Technology, the Manchester School of Technology, their beautician side of the fence is doing a fundraiser, because they've got 6 or 8 students that are going to California to compete in some exhibitions out there. So I would invite everybody between 2 and 7 at the School of Technology, go over. You can get a manicure, you can get your hair cut, you can make a donation. You know, we've got some salons that I call to see if we can help the students out. I've got 4 of them already to contribute at $250 apiece, so they're looking to raise $6,000. Nice. So I invite you, you know, one of the best things I've ever gotten, I go back every year for one, is what they call a sugar scrub. They scrub your hands with sugar, and boy, it's the most relaxing thing you can ever imagine.
Really? Wow, a sugar scrub.
So not only am I a connoisseur on great food that I'm here enjoying, but also the sugar scrubs that are at the School of Technology.
And that's happening Monday?
Monday, 2 to 6, the 13th, 2 to 7. So I invite everybody to come on over.
For a sugar scrub and more.
There you go.
Well, Mayor, again, thank you so much for coming and having lunch with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you to George Coquinas of Margie's Dream and Charlie's over on Route 3, his new place. And coming up next, we'll be talking with Linda Ditch in Kansas. We're going to be talking about grilling. with this weather the way that it is. But, you know, like Ken said, you can grill any time of the year. I'm not one of those people that do that in the winter, but I'm not a grill person.
Bob Lippman does.
Yeah.
He grills year-round.
Yeah. Lots of people do.
Yeah.
All right. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.